The first thing I want to be done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring. Don't just get him out of the ring, get him out of the WWF. Because I've proved, son, without a shadow of a doubt, you ain't got what it takes anymore. You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers, and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms, talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
The billionaire Vince McMahon, the creator of sports entertainment. I've waited so long to see you face to face like this. And I've waited so long to tell you to your face that I hate your stinking guts. But it's not just me. It's your children that hate your stinking guts, Vince. You are, so help me God, the most disgusting, vile son of a I've ever seen in my life. You took Hulk Hogan's blood and you built Titan Towers. You stole Bret Hart's dream, and with that money, bought yourself an airplane with WWF all over it. You did that, and you know it, you son of a...
Finally, The Rock has come back to Las Vegas.
And I love The Rock here. You can bet on that.
Undertaker, Mankind, Kane, and The Big Show. The Rock says, you all four jabronis can go right down to the Tropicana Hotel. It's right up the road. You find the absolute best slot machine you can find. You can't miss it. It's got a big Brahma bull on the front, and it says, the People's Slot Machine.
Oh, I saw that today.
And then one of you jabronis pulls the handles, and there it is. One Brahma bull, two Brahma bulls, three Brahma bulls. You jabronis hit the jackpot, and then all of a sudden, you're jumping around like a bunch of idiots. Undertaker, with his Mickey Mouse tattoos and his 33-pound head.
Oh, what are you laughing at?
Jumping around, screaming like a girl. And then all of a sudden, Kane, running around doing cartwheels, scaring everybody in the casino.
I won, I won, let's party.
And the biggest goof of them all, the Big Slow, sits there scaring all the Rock's fans.
The Big Slow?
Oh, he's 500 pounds.
Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am Chris Jericho, your new hero, your party host, and most importantly, the most charismatic showman to ever enter your living rooms via a television screen. And for those of you who do know me, well, all hail the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla!
For 2 years, brother, for 2 years, I held my head high. I did everything for the charities. I did everything for the kids. And the reception I got when I came out here, you fans can stick it, brother. Because if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, you people wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff would be still selling meat from a truck in Minneapolis. And if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, all these Johnny-come-latelys that you see out here, wrestling wouldn't be here. I was selling out the world, brother, while they were bumming gas to put in their car to get to high school. So the way it is now, brother, with Hulk Hogan and the New World Organization of Wrestling, brother, me and the New Blood by my side, what you gonna do when the New World Organization runs wild on you? What you gonna do? What are you gonna
do? Don't touch me. Whoa!
Frustrated into the goddamn word for it. This is bullshit.
Oh, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
You screwed me. Everybody screwed me. And nobody does a goddamn thing about it. Nobody in the building cares. Nobody in the dressing room cares. So much goddamn injustice around here. I've had it up to here.
We apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody knows it. I know it. Everybody knows it. I should be the World Wrestling Federation champion.
Get him out of the ring.
Everybody just keeps turning a blind eye. You keep turning a blind eye to it. I got that Gorilla Monsoon. He turns a blind eye to it. Everybody in that goddamn dressing room knows that I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years, they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard time.
Well, we can either do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way, Mr. Austin. And that's going to be your decision.
I'd like your definition of what the easy way and what the hard way is. What is your definition of that?
It's real simple. The easy way is to learn to be flexible, to learn to adapt, Mr. Austin. And if you'd bear with me for just a moment, please. Mr. Austin, adaptation is a key of life as well as in business. That's the easy way, and quite frankly, the hard way. You're going to wind up doing it my way anyhow. You'll be forced into doing it my way, so that's the hard way. And we don't even need to discuss that.
Can I have maybe 10 seconds to think about this decision?
By all means.
What you've seen is how to do things the hard way. If you want Stone Cold to continue doing things the hard way, give me a hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
صدى المصارعة إكسترا قريباً.